Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Almost lit up there. However, I'm going to get back to it. Yes, the world's not going to get any better unless you and I do something to make it better. And you entrepreneurs are part of the leaders that spearhead where we're going, because you're the one that has the thoughts, the ideas, and all of that sort of stuff. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Heinzman, how are you doing this evening?
Doing great, Mr. Gene. How are you this evening? Glad to be again behind the mic with you.
And
Bobby.
My trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby, who makes sure everything happens right and all that sort of stuff. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, and I'm happy to talk to you on either one of the shows.
All right. Well, just for those of you that may be a little familiar, we have a little clip that we're going to play to give you an idea in terms of what this Entrepreneur Opportunity is all about. And so, Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
What? We share it. Okay, we are back.
Yes, we are.
And it's time that we get going. Tonight, we're going to attempt to address you new entrepreneurs. I'm going to give out some quotes from famous entrepreneurs. We're going to start with a couple of quotes. We're going to make some quotes. We're not going to give you the answer until maybe. I'll say 30 seconds after we make the quote, but if you think you might know who may have said it, you're welcome to give us a call. The number's right in front of you, I believe, which is 727-441-3000. I'm not sure if you can see it, but it's there. And, okay. If we can make it work a little bit. Okay.
A little to the left, a little to the right. This has it. Yep, straighten it, scrunch it.
Just lower the camera a little bit. That's all. All right, we'll get to that at the break. But the number is 727-441-3000, just in case you're curious. But we're going to give out some quotes that other people have made that are entrepreneurs. And if you're thinking about becoming one, then you may want to have some quotes as well that you can share. That's one of the things that we're going to do tonight. The other thing that we're going to address is for you entrepreneurs that are thinking about starting a business, what resources might you need to get started? Anyway, so just think about what resources might you need in order to get started. So we're not talking about whether you're down the road or not. That's going to give you a few tips on how to get started or what you need to get started, really. And so that's our surprise for today, is to tell you what we think you might need in terms of resources as far as getting started. Mr. Dukes, you look a little busy over there.
Yeah, I was trying to lay out a little information here I thought I had.
All righty.
But I'm ready.
Okay, well, let's get the show on the road here.
Let's get going.
I'm going to give you a couple of quotes I'm going to give you one quote right now to start it off, just to get you thinking. Someone said,
all right,
an entrepreneur is who? Okay, who is the entrepreneur?
Let's say what?
That's what it said. It said an entrepreneur is someone who. Now, it has a sentence that's followed up with, which says an entrepreneur is someone who jumps off a cliff and builds a plane on the way down. Okay, an entrepreneur is someone who jumps off a cliff and builds a plane on the way down. And if you can think of who said that, feel free to give us a call. I'm going to tell you that in a second. But think about it. If you're not willing to jump, most likely you'll be one of those play it safe entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And so, which means you always want to jump, you always want to be right, and then you'll never jump because you don't know how to jump. So I'm just saying that somebody said that, and I'm just going to give you my quick interpretation in terms of how I saw that.
Okay.
As an entrepreneur, I had to decide to get started in my business.
Uh-huh.
I had to decide whether I wanted to keep working in jobs, keep working in corporate America, keep working where I was, or was I going to decide to just make a step out? And so not knowing what was out there other than others had made the step, and so I decided to make the step in order to find out. Now, I can guarantee you it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. So that put me into a learning mode, which is one thing. It put me into a mode of not knowing what I was doing. It put me into a mode of being somewhat afraid. It put me into a mode of saying, I got to get started. I know what I would like to do, but I don't know how to get started. And so once I made that step, that leap, I didn't have no other choice other than to get started. Now, hopefully, I'm still falling down and building the plane, because that's one reason I'm still sitting here. I'm somewhere in between the successful entrepreneur and the entrepreneur and the one that's thinking about getting started. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. This is Gene Hodge here with Heinzman News. Getting ready to give you a few tips on how to get started as an entrepreneur.
Right.
We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Monday.
Money.
Everybody wants Monday.
Everybody wants it.
Everybody wants
some
money.
Some decide to go work and get it. Some decide to get it in other ways.
Somebody don't want to go to work.
And I don't exactly have a definition for an entrepreneur, but not other than the entrepreneur decides to start a business, and I am not in a position to tell you what type of business you should start. So, anyway, so there are many different types of businesses out there, and that's what makes the world run. So,
since I'm sitting across the table from you, Mr. Gene, can I ask you a question?
Of course. Ask it.
What? It can't go anywhere.
Right, it can't go nowhere.
What motivated you to want to start a business?
Something inside of me said that based on what I knew, based on the development I had, there must be a way I could go help others to do it. And that's what prompted me to get started and saying, I have something to share that I think would help a lot of other people. And in my case, it was in the workplace. And so if I could show individuals how to get promotions, how to get developed, how to grow, make more money, then I would solve a problem for those that keep wondering, how do I get a raise? How do I switch jobs? How do I grow? Because I had some answers and a story to tell. And so that's what prompted me. Plus, I said, there's very few people who look like me doing it, so I'm going to get started.
Ah.
Because I had some advantages.
You had an advantage of being the color, your cause of your color.
No. Mm-mm. That was one advantage. Got to look at advantages. Age was one. My speech is not regular all the time. The color may be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't worry about that. I couldn't change it, so there's no need in talking about it.
Oh, true.
So, looking at that's what prompted me. Did I have something that I could offer that I thought other people could use, and I could be an example? Since I am unique, and all I'm trying to do now is get people to recognize their uniqueness and what we see in them.
Okay.
Then answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
One other question. Did you decide what you were going to go into business to be, or did you stumble up on something you wanted to be in business?
I decided I wanted to be anything. I decided I wanted to do something.
I rephrased that. What you wanted to do, or did you just stumble up on something you wanted to do?
No. I made some decisions. The reason I'm stating it this way is because I believe all entrepreneurs make decisions
on they want to go do something. That's the whole purpose of my question.
And so they just start doing. Now, obviously, there's so many that keep waiting to do. And just many of them are still waiting to do.
Well, since I'm the interviewer today, what would you think would cause an individual to just not to want to go and step out on whatever he has a dream or an idea?
Oh, now you're getting into the other topic that we're going to talk about later on.
Oh, okay.
However, number one is I'm going to say fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is afraid to be different, afraid to be unique. Okay, and I'm not sure if I put a third one just yet. It'll come up as we think. But when you think about all the people that would like to do something, they just can't seem to make that step because of fear. And fear is going to be there anyway until you decide to conquer it. And so fear is normal. Fear is okay. You should be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can only go where you've never been before by daring to go.
That's right.
Okay, you can only go where you've never been before by daring to go. So I got started. That answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, since you're the interviewer tonight. But ask
back,
the audience.
Go back to your question that you asked at the beginning.
My quotes.
Your quote that you said at the beginning. Okay. You never did give us the name of the quote.
No, I sure didn't.
An entrepreneur is someone who, and you said it was some guy that fell off the top of a mountain building a plane on the way down. That's what you said?
No, there's no guy in there.
Oh, okay.
It's right there. It's someone.
Someone jumps.
It's someone.
Someone jump off a cliff.
Right.
And so I don't. Builds a plane on the way down.
Right, and builds a plane. In other words, they build something that will allow them to fly back up or float.
Okay.
Or build and rebuild, but they're not dropping anymore. So that's the way I look at that. Now, who said that? Because you got to tell people who said it.
Yeah, that's what I said. You never did tell us who
no,
said
it. No, I didn't say it. Who do you think said it?
I'm looking at it.
I didn't get no phone calls, so obviously them. Obviously, maybe no one knows.
Who said that, Bobby?
I don't know. Who said that, Gene? Or who said that, Mr. Duke? Sorry.
Reed
I'm going to let him tell you.
Reed Hoffman said that.
Reed Hoffman?
Hoffman.
Okay.
I don't know who Reed Hoffman is.
It's okay.
I didn't know it was Reed Hoffman because I don't have a script here.
Right, but that's, but it's important to think, us humans, we say things and people pick them up. Sometimes they stand, they hold a lot of water if you think about it long enough. So.
They hold a lot of water if you think about it long enough. All
right. Right, if you think about it long enough. So tonight's session is for you new entrepreneurs. What resources might you need in order to get started? You know, since you brought up that quote.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you my interpretation based on some of my experience, some of it as far as learning and following others, but I'm going to give you mine. And possibly, Mr. Dukes, you may want to share some of yours, but...
I'll try.
But I want you to think of yourself as having an idea.
Well,
and the idea is designed to help somebody do something.
Well,
and you think that the idea is going to make you some money or make you be seen as someone who's making a major contribution. And you keep thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. And then you decide to get started.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'm going to give you some ideas in terms of what do you need to get started, what resources you might need. There are no order, so I'm just going to give them to you. Okay, the first one of the things that you've got to do is, let's see. You may have to look at your lodging, whether it's in your home, whether you want to go out and get an office with someone, whether you want to have an office, or whether you want to work from home. Can you get started working from home, or can you get started based on whatever you got right now? Okay, the second thing, or the next thing, have you thought about maybe teaming up with somebody that already has a business or an office? So you want to get started. You may want to join someone else that's already got started. They got room for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that will allow you to fulfill the resource of getting out of your home, possibly, and starting in someone else's office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's possible... As far as getting started in someone else's office, it is to have an address by which you can now separate your residence and have an address for your customers or potential customers, the people that can help you to get started in your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next thing, you can get a post office box. Post office box that you could have a box by which when you start your business and you give it a name, you get it registered, then you have a business box that your information sent around your business could be sent.
Mm-hmm. And I should add that several USPS boxes now are allowed to use a street address format, mm-hmm. so you can make your business look more established.
Right.
You mean use the post office street address?
Right. It uses that, and then it gives you a unit number as your mm-hmm. post office box.
Right.
Majority of, like, every other city has it, and they're trying to fill in the blanks.
Great. Anyway, so think about it. You want to get started. You got an idea, but you don't know how to get started, but you need some resources. Okay, so I'm just giving you some resources. You may need a separate phone number. Okay, you can get those off the internet now. You can get the phone numbers and things like that. And so you may want a separate phone number so you can separate your residence versus the business that you're starting, since you're just thinking about how to get started. Mm-hmm. Get a different number.
Most of them let you pick whatever area code you want, so you can kind of finesse where you want the business location to be, put yourself in a larger area if you want.
Yeah. So those are just some resources. I got a few more. Let's see. You got to know how to find other resources. Okay, so you need to have a process by which you start to identify other types of resources that you may need. You need supplies, pens, pencils, things like that, paper, printer, computer. You want to look at what do you have already and think about what do you need and then how can you get those. Mm-hmm. Now, I've given out 5 or 6 of them, but notice I'm going to get to the one that I think that many of you might be thinking about. But having some money to get started. I'm going to say you have to have the will to get started before you need the money. I might be wrong. You may need the money first, but that may not get you motivated to get started. Anyway, so this says if you don't have the resources, how do you get them? How do you build them? Okay? So I want you to begin to think about that if you're starting out with the thought. You got the thought and you got the vision, but you don't know where to go from there. Well, start looking around to see what you have to get started. Okay, many people jump out there and they get what they think they need, but they didn't get started. Because you got to be able to do something. You have to put in a little bit of sweat, a little bit of time. And I'm just going to say this. You asked me a question earlier about what prompted me. I can tell you this much. I went from working what I thought was 8 hours a day.
To working 8 hours a day.
Or 6 hours a day to working 16 or 18 hours a day. Now, and it didn't just start like that. I started by thinking if I get my own time, I can use my own time the way I want to use it. Mm-hmm. It's obviously leaving an 8-hour job or 10-hour job and said, gee, I can go do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Now, somewhere way down the road, like maybe 12 months, year and a half, I found myself going from 6 hours a day out to 16 or 18, sometimes 20 hours a day. Okay, because if the work doesn't get done, who's going to do it? And the more you do, the more thoughts and ideas you come up with that still need to get done. And
correct.
So possibly a year and a half, 2 years down the road, then your company starts to grow or you've grown something to put something together. Mm-hmm. But you've heard enough of me. It's time that we take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. But Mr. Dukes, I'd like to have you think about what do you have that you may want to add to resources that somebody could use. So you listen to myself and
sure
Mr. Dukes. We'll be right back.
All right. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming up to know. Got to let it show.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Some of the words I got to say, but don't let nobody stop you from starting off and on your vision. You have to make that decision yourself, but don't let anybody stop you. You're going to get a whole bunch of naysayers along the way.
That's right.
And you should welcome every one of them.
Thank them. Every time they give you a no, say yes. Thank you. Keep on moving.
Right. The more yeses, the more yeses you get. Is it the no's or the yeses?
It's the more no's you get. They encourage you to continue along.
Okay, I'm going to say thank all the naysayers, which means you're in control because you're saying thank you for what they thought might make you upset. And you say thank you. You're going to get a bunch of them. All right.
Mr. Gene mentioned early in his about what it was taking for a new entrepreneur to get started, some of the things he mentioned. I say you need a few dollars in your pocket. Once you determine if you're going to do in-home business, if you're going to do your business from in-home, if you're going to do your business on the open market. If you're going to do it on the open market, you're going to need a few dollars. And the idea that you have, you need to be able to, if it's going to be a service-type business, you need to be able to have a place where you can do it. If you're going to do it in-home, then you need to make sure you have an office space that you can declare. You have to declare now that office space in your building or in your home that is your office. So those are a couple of things that I say that you need to look at when you're going to start your business.
And what happens if you don't have no money?
If you don't have any money, you need to first look at that a lot of small business opportunities available. A lot of your colleges offer small business training, introduction to entrepreneurship. If you're looking internet or look on, I almost said the phone book, which we don't use anymore, you look on the internet and you can find colleges that offer you small business startup. And some of those small business startup colleges, they can even offer you grants, how to go about getting a grant to start your business. And today, with the pandemic as it is, you'll be amazed a lot of people are getting grants to start their business. And these are grants that don't have to be paid back, as long as you know how to write the grant, dot the I's and cross the T.
Okay, so one resource might be a grant.
Yes.
Okay, another resource might be...
If you have some in your pocket.
If you have some in your pocket.
Right.
Okay. How fast will it go when it comes to getting started? Any idea?
Yeah, well, depend on your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the idea you already have, is that idea is already out on the market? Is you totally creating a new idea? Then it takes quite a bit. But if there's an idea already on the market, but you just want to do the same thing, you already have that vision in your mind that you can do it better or that you can offer the service better, then you have to do that. You have to have some place to do that.
Okay. Any other resources that you think the new person might need?
A new person?
Mm-hmm.
If you are... Even though if you don't have any money or any finances, and if you have a bank where you bank, if you have a checking account or whatever, go to that source, go to that bank. And you'll be amazed at a lot of banks now, they will assist you financially and they'll also give you some counseling, depending on the bank. I can name a few, but I'm not getting paid to do that.
But really depending on the individual in the bank.
Yeah, depend on the individual.
Yeah,
if you have an account, if you bank with a bank and you in there often they see your face, and then you want to go and say I want to start a business, they'll sit down and talk with you.
Okay. Now, what about the person that doesn't do any banking at all?
Person that doesn't do any banking at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is from my experience only.
Oh.
If you don't do any banking at all, then you definitely need to go and look and search out small business resources. See where your small businesses are building it, or what they are, where they're located, and talk to them. And small business, even though a lot of people don't believe it, but the small business, they have funds access to. They can put you on track too.
Do you have any inside thoughts that may be personal, non-traditional, that is out there for everybody? Anything that you may have discovered that you found that could be a good resource?
Well,
on your way.
On my way.
Mm-hmm.
I did find that credit unions were better than banks.
Okay.
And if you have a credit union and you know credit union, but the only thing about a credit union, you got to join it now. But it only costs you $5
okay.
to join the credit union. Unless now with the prices changing, they may have changed. But that's what it used to be, $5 to become a member of a credit union.
Okay.
And that $5 okay. stay there forever. That's one of the...
Do you have any inside stories that only you may have experienced?
The only inside story I have is kind of... If you got this idea that you really want to put forward, get to know some financial institution. Get to know your bank manager if you check bank. If you are the credit union, get to know the credit union people. Get to know those people. Mainly the manager or the system managers. So I found out by introducing myself and meeting the manager of the banks and meeting the manager of the credit union. And when I sit down to talk about I want to start my business, I need some assistance, financial assistance, it was very easy for me.
Mm-hmm. All right, for you?
For me.
Okay.
Because it all goes on the image that you place and how you present yourself.
Okay. So that all sounds good. But what happens if you just never thought of it and you start to look around and say, what do I have to get started?
What do I have
to What do I have to get started?
Well, that's a kind of a that the individual that's going to ask that question, that's a question he should ask himself before he embark upon this opportunity that he have. What does he have to get started?
Okay.
And then let me go a little further. It depends again. Is he doing a service or is he doing, he's going to do it in-house. He has his office in his house. Those makes a difference in location where he going to start planning to do his business. If he's doing a service, he got to do it. He can't do it in his house.
What resources might he need?
The resources he need?
Mm-hmm.
If he's doing a service, he needs
he
some,
or she.
She or she going to need some equipment if they're doing a service.
Okay.
So he needs to look at what type of equipment he need, and can he get a buy? Can he get started by using secondhand equipment or new equipment?
Okay.
For the first 6 of a year till he get on his feet, and if he's doing it at home, his office going to be at home doing his business. He know he got to have a computer.
He or she.
He or she got to have a computer, or they got to have some type of internet program today to be able to run their business. So the first thing you need to look at, the tool, the equipment you're going to need.
That's one of the things.
That's one of the things.
Okay, we can add that to this list of...
Yes. That you're going to need.
List of resources that anybody might need.
Anyone you need. But Renas specifically played on the new entrepreneur because old entrepreneurs already established something. They already have that. These new entrepreneurs that don't know that. And that's what they're looking for.
Is there a difference between an old entrepreneur and a new entrepreneur?
Well, not age-wise, but I mean, it's been in the business for a while. If he's been in the business 4 or 5 years, he already know what he needs. But I'm talking about the young guy got this idea, and she wants to get
we're talking
started.
We're talking about the one that has the idea. What resources might they have?
Yeah. What do they have, and do we have anything?
And that they may think about. What are they going to have in order just to get started?
What are they going to need to get started?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing I say this. The first thing any entrepreneur should do is come up with a name. He should have some type of fictitious name for his business.
And okay.
The second thing, this is how I did. Second thing is, and you mentioned that, you should open up a local post office box. And you asked me, say, why? Well, you don't want all this junk mail coming to your house, to your resident.
Right.
So you want a post office box and send all your business mail to your post office box.
Okay.
And once you got those two things set up, and then you have the third thing would be, let me back up, to file for a fictitious name, you have to register that name with, when I did, I don't know if it's changed today, I had to put my fictitious name in three local newspapers. They don't have to be no expensive paper.
Okay.
Like the main city paper, like the Tampa Tribune or something like that. They can be any of the small local papers we use. Mm-hmm. It can be put in that.
Okay, so they can use those as resources.
Yes, those are resources that they need.
That's what I'm trying to focus on. What resources might someone need in order to get started?
You need those. From my experience, those are the first three major things you need.
Okay, now here's the big question for you.
Yes, sir.
But it's not for you. It's for the audience. What is it possible to get started without money?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll even go as far as say, I got started without money because I knew the business that I wanted to go into. And I knew if I had a location that I could offer the service, I could produce enough income within 30 days to pay for most of the necessities, such as my license. You got to have a license, and you got to have a post office box. You should have that.
You don't have to have a license.
You don't have to have a license.
No.
Well, I guess what we're saying is if your industry requires one, then you...
If you
have a state licensing board...
Well, I put it like this. If you want to be able to get some major contracts...
No, we're talking about just getting started.
You're just getting started.
Just thinking about the thought of becoming an entrepreneur. What resources would you need?
The main resources.
To get started.
Just people. What I said. You need
there you go.
You need people that be able to come in and see you. So you can offer them in your business, your service.
What about people you need to get in front of?
Those are going to be the ones that you want to come see you.
Okay, but this is at the beginning.
At the very beginning.
What resources do you need, which means nobody knows what you have? What do you need to do, not what's out there?
Oh, someone or something.
What do you need to do to get started?
Someone or something to bounce ideas off of. You don't have to necessarily say, I'm starting a business, because then sometimes you get derailed. You get, no, do this, no, do that. But just somebody to, disguise your ideas and get feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, same. Because I'm doing a service business. I'm service. So I'm doing service. I got to do something to attract the public to want to know what my service is. And if I need a location, I got to let them know what my location is.
But I want you to think about just the thought of what do I need to do to get started.
Well, I gave you the first three major things I thought.
Yeah. In other words, you need to get in front of people. Something just that simple.
Right.
Because imagine how many people don't. They keep waiting.
You got to get in
front of so as a resource, you got to have people that you can get in front of, or you got to know there's people out there that you can get in front of.
Correct.
Those become your resources.
Correct.
It's the informal things that you probably never hear about that has everything to do with getting started.
True.
Okay, so that's what I want to talk about, was the resources that anyone who's starting out, how can they get started? What resources do they really need to have? And having somebody just to go tell your idea to.
Well, that's the first thing.
The basic stuff, right.
And you tell somebody what your idea is.
All right.
And then most times, if you tell somebody what your idea is, somebody can almost direct you to somebody you need to go see that can help you with your idea.
All right, let's go take a short break and let you and the audience think about what else might you need. We're talking about resources for the beginning entrepreneur. What types of resources do you need to have to get started?
All right.
Mr. Dukes, we'll be right back.
We'll be right
back. Share a little bit more with
you. Do not leave us.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
We were just talking about the basics of what does an entrepreneur need in order to get started in order to get to the higher ground, which comes way down the road somewhere. What do you need? And I heard some thoughts like, well, you need to get in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need people to talk to. You need to tell people what you want to do. You need to get motivated to go out and get in front of people. Basic stuff, because that's what keeps most people with great ideas from getting started.
So we're
trying to address basically what do you need if you have the idea and you've been given the idea by your creator. Where do you go from there? How do you get started? What resources do you need? So Bobby's looking at me like he may have thought of another one.
Well, it was actually the piggyback off of what I said earlier. I have explained ideas to people who have given no response.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing your idea either written down, spoken, or hearing it spoken, or seeing it in writing is helping you. And sometimes it fortifies you because it says, well, I don't care if they don't, say nothing. If they say nothing, I'm going to find somebody else to send that idea to.
And you have to do that too.
A lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So that might help you get your message clear just by doing it, by writing it down, by speaking it long before you look at a bank or mm-hmm. a business. Basic stuff, because I can't speak for other people, but my thought is, I know myself, I could see a vision of what I could do down the road and a nice picture of how good life would be.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the only difference was that's what the end goal was. How to get started was the hardest part.
Yes.
I see that. The hardest part is breaking it down into little puzzle pieces.
Little chunks. One step at a time, little chunk at a time. Exactly. Right, because we can't see those things. Okay. That's the reason I'm trying to address what basic fundamentals, I didn't use the word fundamental, I said what resources do you need to get started?
You heard they say, how do you get an elephant in a small room?
No, I never heard that one.
You got to shrink him.
It's true.
So you bring it in small chunks, in small pieces.
Okay, so that's what somebody needs to know that has that thought or idea, that you may want to. You said it already, but it has a lot to do with all those other.
Yes, it does, and you're right.
All those other people who could grow into becoming great entrepreneurs.
I'll say this by myself. When I decided I wanted to go into business I wasn't concerned about being an entrepreneur. It was just I wanted my own. My own business. And I was asked many times, what make you think you can do that work when there's plenty of these shops around? So I said, well, I think I can do it better. I think I have a better way of doing it. And I think my way is much earnest, and I can do a wonderful job and people be happy to make people, giving people a good service in my business. And
Now I'm gonna I'm not sure if you're aware that you said this, but I'm gonna say you may be. But maybe it's having the courage to tell somebody why you're doing what you're doing or why you wanna do what you wanna do.
Well, you're right. You have to have the courage.
Maybe it starts even back there. Even you got to get the thought out of your head or the idea and start telling people what the idea and what's in your head to go do.
Right.
So, say my reason would be because I can't find a title that fits, so I feel that I need to make it.
Excellent.
Right.
Excellent. Think of how many people try to put a title on something that we haven't got it grown big enough in order for in order for you or anybody else to put a title on it.
Yes, it's like you try on a shoe, it's too small, you try on a shoe, it's too big, try on a shoe, it's too narrow, too wide. So you're just going to make your own. You're just going to sit down and sew your own.
You have to sew your own shoe to fit your own foot.
We're going to get you in the studio one day so everybody can see you.
But anyway.
Yeah. I can run it there real fast.
The life of an entrepreneur is great, but it's hard work, long hours. But the end goal is to reach whatever you set out to be. A lot of them don't come millionaires, but they do come wealthy. They do come sustainable. And it's because they have that determination. That's where when he said, who is an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is that has an idea that he sees he can make it work. And it takes a lot of work to make it work.
You're willing to take the risk.
And I have to say one thing, now you gotta be careful. Entrepreneur, especially if you are married. Entrepreneur can take a lot from you.
That a resource?
That is a resource. Oh. Because if you got a spouse, you gotta figure out how to figure her into the business or whatever you're doing as an entrepreneur, especially as a young entrepreneur starting out.
Okay.
And if she don't work with him, it won't last.
Well, tip taken.
Now, time is almost up, but you mentioned one thing which prompted the question. Is it possible that an entrepreneur could die broke?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Very much so.
I just want to make sure we understand the spectrum.
And the spectrum in another way, too.
Yeah.
Okay. If he's married, he can easily die broke quickly because when the entrepreneurship become great, begin to explode, and you don't have time to do what you need to do in your home life.
Yeah. That's why we want to tell our audience the real story.
I don't want to discourage no young entrepreneur, but I'm just saying, if you're going to do that.
You don't have to be young.
Make sure you're right, don't have to be young, because a lot of old ones, sure enough, go that way. You make sure you're two on the same sheet of music.
That's why I said, we want to tell the audience the real story.
And this is the real story.
The young ones usually don't have the joint bank accounts yet, so I'll tell you that.
Right, there you go. Right.
Yeah, once they get
tell the real
older,
story.
Then they get the joint bank account.
Just saying.
It's easy to paint the picture for those that you know, but there's so many others that didn't end up that way or didn't go down that path.
That's right.
Because we want to tell the whole story and the real story so that everyone understands that having the idea to get started on something takes some effort.
Takes a lot of effort.
And it's all based on motivation and doing something.
But when you set your goal, set your end results, and you reach for it, it'll happen.
Now, the last thing I just want to make clear, because our time's running out.
Yes, sir.
The word entrepreneur, somebody came up with it.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
Very important.
That we're talking about a word that someone has given you that you can do all of the functions without that word. It's what we will call you instead of you calling yourself that.
So that's why we call them entrepreneurs?
Right. Okay.
All right.
The doer is never the entrepreneur. The doer is the doer. Everyone else calls the doer the entrepreneur.
Because they're
just
not
something to think about.
That's right.
Okay, you hear the music, which means our time is up.
Time is up on this show.
And we're done talking about entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our next show. It's called the Employment Opportunity Hour, in order to help those of you job seekers to find enjoyable employment. But this is Gene Hodge here with Mr. Dukes.
Thank you. We are here.
And Mr. Bobby, the entrepreneurs. And we'll be back next week because I know you all are possible to do it your way.
And we're looking for some entrepreneurs. Please call in.
Okay. WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.